This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. That was Valentine by 5 Seconds of Summer. And we are very excited. You're with Robbie and Dean today. And we are pumped because the Live Lounge is back. And joining us here in the studio is Melbourne's own Emily Hatton. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. You launched a new debut track last week. And I loved it and heard it and was like, well, let's hope we can get you here in the studio. And here you are now, ready to rock us out live. Very exciting.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I also just wanted to add that my dad is gay and used to listen to this station and it was a safe place for him. So thank you so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just... We love that. Now we want to know, you've got to ask him, why has he stopped?
Because he now lives in America.
Ah, well, you should let him know. You should let him know that he can download our podcast so he'll be able to listen to the podcast from you.
Okay, deal.
He can jump onto the Joy website and do that or just download the Joy app and then he can listen to it at any time in overseasness. Perfect. Now, I will shout out also, better mention everyone, we've got a double pass to give away to see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, where they do a comedy soapy masterclass where you can learn how to act like a soap opera actor. That's thanks to Colette Mann. We've been asking people, what would you name your soap opera? You can hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au to let us know what you would name it and to go into the draw. So, Emily, do you have, what would you name the soap opera of your life?
Roller coaster.
All right, there you go. Done. It'd like probably it. Be set in St Kilda.
There's ups, there's downs,
it rolls around.
Rush.
And you'd be able to do your own music soundtrack every single time, and it'd just be a great way to just highlight the many talents that are you.
Thank you.
So you've been playing guitar and doing music for how long?
Well, guitar itself, I only self-taught a few years ago, but music my whole life. Like, I've always had music surrounding me. My mom's a music teacher and a piano teacher. My dad used to play albums on repeat. And, you know, so I heard those melodies in the car while he drummed on the steering wheel. And I got into musical theatre at a young age. And I've just always, been involved in music and been singing all the time, anytime I can.
And so. You just thought, why not keep that rolling and create a career and let your voice and music be shared with the world?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I want to do the most is connect with people, you know. And I've had that happen with the release of this single, which I feel really lucky about. That feeling that you get when someone hears your message and they relate to that and then they applaud that, that's the best feeling.
So this is the single Hades.
Hades.
Oh, sorry, Hades.
That's okay.
I should get that right.
It's Greek mythology.
This is Hades. So... is that what you're going to play for us today?
Yes, that and one other.
Well, should we, instead of talking about the song, why don't we let our listeners hear it?
Sure thing.
Shall we dive on in? Okay, everybody, you're on the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge and we have Emily Hatton with us, who is now going to play for us her debut single from last week when you launched it, Hades.
Dark and night, liked my little sparkle light. Took it for yourself, knew I never felt right. For you it got old, tossed me with the lost souls deep down in your underground. So why do I miss your touch, the way you made me blush, when you only miss my blind trust? Your guilty pleasure, you're now but not forever. You're killing time that I'd never figure you out. Persephone knew how to get the best of me, hid me from the sun and poisoned me with all of your doubt. Now I don't miss your touch, never wanted you that much, and you kept it till the dark of night, the dark of night. Waited and waited and waited, took my little spark of light and left you behind. Waited and waited, I waited till the dark of night, the dark of night. Waited and waited and waited, took my little spark of light and left you behind. Hades, hiding all your ladies, hung upon the maybes, never gonna try. I sprung your little loophole, now you're sinking so low. Played me like a banjo, strung me up and won't get around. Till the dark of night, took back my little sparkle light, left your underworld, and I never looked behind.
Oh my Lord. Every single week when we have this live lounge, I think we're constantly... We're constantly surprised.
I think we take it up a notch all the time, Dean. Now, you had heard that before. I hadn't. That's the first time I've heard it. That is a beautiful single. That's
thank you so,
so
much.
I love
it's
it.
It's gorgeous. And I remembered while you were playing it here, that moment when I went, I need to get you on the show. And it's just before you dive into Hades the first time.
Yeah.
And there's that beat and then it goes bang. And the minute that happens, and it happened for me again where I was like, that was the moment where I just went, I love this.
Okay.
It's just the moment where you hit it and it drives. Now, you wrote that in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a rare thing.
It's great. Like, thank how you. Did that come? What was going on with you that came together in 20 minutes?
I think... it just kind of flowed out because I was really feeling that the feeling of, you know, what the song is about. And that is that I just wanted to rise above this situation and turn a negative into a positive, you know, because someone had treated me in the exact way that they promised that they'd never would. And
Yeah.
I saw your face.
Yeah.
It's a great breakup anthem. One of those songs that you can turn up really loud and get into and really feel in the flow of what you were feeling when you wrote it.
Oh, I'm so glad that you relate to that. Thank you. And that came across that way.
I think what's wonderful as well is you can hear within it, you can hear the chaos and the breaking free and the freedom, and that levels all sits there. And I think that's what amazes me, that it was written in 20 minutes, because the levels are there and it's complex and powerful and absolutely wonderful, which we're loving.
Thank you.
It blew me away. I'm a little excited to hear what you're going to do next, quite frankly. I mean, you know, you've built yourself up. What is it like being an artist in Melbourne and creating your own works like this and sharing them with everyone?
Oh, it's both exhilarating, and then it's also, to be completely honest, sometimes really difficult, because particularly with country, you know, there's actually not that many people that listen to country within Melbourne. So my friend Michelle just created a little home in Williamstown called Country at Commons. So that's a nice place that, you know, I can go to every Sunday if I want to and hang out with my country people. Otherwise you have to kind of travel to, you know, New South Wales and Adelaide and all this. But
it's such a great sound.
Thank you. But I think, yeah, that's the thing. Like, people can hear that raw music and still relate to it, whether they listen to country or heavy metal even. I've had people listen to heavy metal and say, hey, that's really catchy, which is, I think, the biggest compliment ever. So I think as long as it's relatable and listenable, then, yeah, people have been so, so nice about it.
And well, with music like that, you can understand why.
Thank you.
So what have you got for us for the next part of our live lounge? What are you going to be playing for us?
This one's a little sad.
Sad is fine.
Yeah, it's quite country too. It's called Maybe. It's a song I co-wrote with a guy called Michael Salita. And it's just about maybe being, you know, after, again, a breakup, but after a relationship that you've been really involved in, and just, you know, it's been thrilling and exhilarating, and you kind of think that they're going to be it. and then it's over, you kind of think to yourself, well, maybe if I just said something different, or maybe if, you know, but you kind of have to tell yourself, well, no, like, you know, maybe nothing that you said could have made any difference either, so...
So it's called Maybe?
It's called Maybe.
Well, you're on the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge, and this is Emily Hatton with Maybe.
Your burgundy flannel, those burned out candles, remind us everywhere like ghosts from our past. Hear that joke that you told. My dinner goes cold. 2 months gone, but it puts me back. And that's when we were side by side, our fingers intertwined, your forehead touching mine. Couldn't get any closer if we tried. On and I can't escape the night you told me it's just not right. I pleaded stay and fight, don't leave, hold me tight. And that was the first time I saw you cry. Maybe you needed more time. Maybe I crossed the line. Maybe we moved too fast. If we just slowed down, you never gave the chance. And maybe, maybe I'm worth more than maybe, maybe. Yeah, I'm worth more than maybe, maybe. Yeah. And maybe I'm moving on. While maybe you'll see what you had. Now it's gone. Shouldn't still care, but maybe I got through your wall. Maybe you were scared and it was just too much when you felt it all. Maybe we're meant to last and you blew your only chance. And maybe, maybe, yeah, I'm worth more than maybe.
Legitimately nearly shed a tear there.
Oh, really?
I was holding back tears. Like, that is such a beautiful song.
You've definitely
got a new fan in me, and I'm sure many more from the listeners. Yes,
everyone here on the Live Lounge of Mad Wednesday, you've been listening to Emily Hatton. She had her debut album that she played, acoustically played, which was Hades, and that was Maybe, and that was wonderful.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Thank you. It's been so wonderful having you here in the studio with us today to be able to do that. And we, whenever you've got any other songs you want to come and sing, you better come knocking on our door.
Deal.
Because I love that we've just had country here on Mad Wednesday. It was so happy. We've got to round things out, though. That's it for the show for us. We should let everyone know who has won the double pass to see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain.
Yes, and congratulations to Ben from Deer Park, who is a lucky winner of the double pass. Congratulations.
You will be going to see that on Saturday this week. Don't forget to also go and see our other fabulous guests, Bobby and Laurie from In the Dark Side, which is this Friday and Saturday. We've had a whole heap of great guests today on the show. It's been absolutely awesome. Thank you all so much for joining us. If you missed any of it, you can catch our Joy podcasts. Just jump onto the Joy website or any of our social medias and you'll be able to hear any of the amazing artists that we've had or conversations we've had today on the show. Emily, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was absolutely wonderful. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
See you next week.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.